that will be able to be ahead of what Satan is bringing to the earth. The Lord said to me that the prophetic anointing that the church is rejoicing in at this time was battered in the U.S. in the 1950s and 60s, and that one has served its purpose, and that the next dispensation of the prophetic anointing that will be in the power of the last day dispensation of his dealing will be battered on African soil, especially the nation of Nigeria. And the Lord said that if we pray and cry to him, that on this season of Israel's feast, especially on the new year, which is between the 13th and 15th of September 2015, that it is in his heart to release that new dimension of the prophetic anointing. And I asked the Lord, what is this new dimension of the prophetic anointing you are talking? Give me scripture. And the Lord gave me two scriptures, Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The Elijah anointing, the Elijah mantle. And the Lord says also, the mantle of Moses. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. The Lord says unto Moses, today I have made you a God, and Aaron, your brother, will be your prophet. So God is going to release a dimension of Elijah mantle and the mantle of Moses that the earth has not witnessed before. And then this is what the Bible says. If you read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 and 5, it talks about the power of the age to come. Hebrews chapter 6, 4, 5. Can we read that scripture? Hebrews 6, 4, 5. It talks about the power of the age to come. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. And then Revelation chapter 5. Verse 6, Revelation 5, let me read from verse 5. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. I want us to note three or four things from these two passages. During Pentecost, the Lord actually sent down his spirit to a building, one church in Jerusalem. But this dimension of the early and later rain that will be poured out in the last days will not be to one location, but to all the earth. Now, we know that horn in the Bible talks about strength or power, talks about anointing. That's why there's a psalm, is it Psalm 90, that says, my horn you have exalted, you have anointed me with fresh oil. So, God is going to release a dimension of the prophetic anointing that the earth has not witnessed. And because we are in the season for Africa, what God promised Africa, especially Nigeria, is Pentecost. We need to know what God said to the fathers who went before us in order to understand what he is doing today. If you read the Bible, Daniel was able to bring prophecy to match his time because he was a student of prophecy. It was as he was considering the vision and prophecy of Jeremiah that he recognized that what Jeremiah and Ezekiel prophesied that Israel will spend 70 years in Israel, that time has been completed. So the fathers that went before us, Apostle Babalola, the founder of the CAC churches, had a vision many years ago. In that vision, he saw the nations of the world come before the throne of God, and each of them was getting gifts. Germans came, they took their own. Americans came, they took their own. And he was looking, and everything that God was giving out finished. And he started crying, "What has happened? You have not remembered Africa." And then the Lord said to him that, "Well, I have one thing to give to Africa, that if they can treasure that thing, that the rest of the nations will come and submit what he has given them to Africa." And he told God, "What was that?" God told him that if Africa can make room for the Holy Spirit to come as a person, that is the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles is the coming down of the Lord in person. Tabernacle means to dwell, to live. Tabernacle means if he comes, he's no longer going anywhere. It means we have prepared him a house that God can live in. That if you come and enter into a place, it will be as if God has come into that place. That is the season that is coming. God came before, gave gifts, because somebody can be demonstrating gifts and still living in sin. But in the issue of the Feast of Tabernacles, God is coming to be your neighbor. That is why the Bible talks about preparing him room, that he may dwell in. That is why the Bible says we must prepare ourselves as holy vessels, that God can come and indwell. And if you notice, as the nations of the world are going into decay and death, the only place of hope is Africa. And in Africa, in 2003, the Lord said to me that in Africa, Nigeria, and South Africa, that he will raise a church and ministry that will take the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth in truth, in righteousness, and in the power of his Spirit. The gospel of the kingdom goes beyond talking. The gospel of the kingdom deals with nations, institutions, and deals with planetary systems. In the gospel, you can save one person, and that person, his city, is still in sin. But when you bring the gospel of the kingdom, you redeem both the person and the earth. Romans chapter 18 says that even all creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That the earth itself is reeling under the bondage of sin. Sin has weight. Sin brings corruption not only to man, but also to the system, the entire planetary system. It's because of sin that dogs cannot be controlled. They are stray. When dogs are barking, they are crying to God, "Save us from these people. Save us from these people." When the elements are showing, you know, disorder, they cannot be governed. It's because of the weight of sin. That is why the snake is so angry when he sees you that he wants to bite you. Because men's sin affects everything. Is it not an animal that a man will go into as a witch and then use the body of that animal to fly, to go to? Do you think that birds like doves are happy carrying witches to go to commit wickedness against their creature?